on, we were on Tesama Bay's Chagiga, and we were on the bottom of actually Tesama Bay's by the two dots. Okay, we were talking about a mamzer. We were talking about someone who can't fix what they've done wrong, like there's no way to walk it back. So we were talking about the giving birth to a mamzer after the Bar Hehe and the Hillel. So we said, Rosh Hashanah says, Ezehu mu'uvas lo yachol litkon, zehabal erva limen a mamzer. Right, that's one who cohabits with an erva and then gives birth to a mamzer. Okay, bottom two dots. Hold it in. Rav Shimon Menasseh says that if he gives birth to a mamzer, yeah, you can't fix it. It sounds like if he didn't give birth to a mamzer, no. But wait a second, why not? V'hot time under the brayser. Rav Shimon Menasseh says, go nevodim efshar sheyachzir gam v'yitakin. A man steals, he can give it back. Goes to l'odim if a man robs, efshar sheyachzir gzeilu v'yitakin. Possible him to return the robbed article and give it back. Aval habala eisha sisha now forbids her to her husband. Nitra ben olam v'halachlo. He's gone from the world and that's it. Like he can't fix it. Once she has an affair, willingly, that's it. There's nothing that could be done. Why isn't that mu'uvas lo yachol litkon? Why do I need a baby to be there to do it? So Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Ein amru bakru gam bakrucha. Once they examine the camel, examine the pig. Ela bakru tola. Rather you check the lamb. Only sin that could be used for a korban is one that you check for a mumim. Similarly, only a person who is straight can be, could be checked, sort of muvas lo yachol litkon, can qualify. And that's a Talmid Chacham who separates from Torah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said, Kol Talmid Chacham shperish min Torah, alav akasu omer. Upon such a person, it says, Kitzipor nodedet min kona kein ish noder im komo. Like a bird wandering from the nest, so too a person wanders from a place. And another pasuk, Ma matza vasechem, Be avil ki rachku me'alai. What wrong did the avos do find in me that they stood away from me? Right, they kept their distance. That's from Yirmiyahu. One who was previously close to Hashem, they could be ultimately said now they're far. Right, so Hashem is asking, how come they were close and now they're far away from me? So you see in this brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh says that it's the relationship itself already is a mu'uvas lo yachol litkon. So why does the Mishnah add that the mamzer is born? It's just a long way to ask a big kasha. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, kam ba'achoso pnuya. The Mishnah is talking about one who slept with his unmarried sister. What that does, it doesn't asa her to anybody. She's not asa to anyone. So therefore, it's not going to cause a problem of mu'uvas lo yachol litkon unless he produced a baby. Kan be'ishish, but over here in the Brisa, it's talking about a married woman. So therefore, if I asked you on the Bechina, if someone sleeps with a married woman and they don't have a baby, is that mu'uvas lo yachol litkon? Yeah, that's mu'uvas lo yachol litkon. So why the Mishnah say that they gave birth to a mamzer? That's talking about by a sister. Someone sleeps with a sister where it was not going to cause any other permanent damage to her after the relations, unless there was a baby that was born. If you don't like that answer so much, because it seems like a big ukimta, iba yisema, alternately, you could say, ha vaha be'esh sish, both this mission and the brayser are a married woman, lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Kan ba'ones, one is talking about where it was against her will. Kan baratzon. The Mishnah is talking about against her will. Since it was against her will, she's not, that one sounds more makes sense to me. She's not asked to her husband. It's only if the baby's born that it creates a mu'uvas lo yachol litkon. That's a mamzer baby, no matter what happened. But the Brice is talking about where it was willingly. And therefore, it's going to create a situation of mu'uvas lo yachol litkon. We have one answer to the kasha of how come our Mishnah needs a baby to be born. Bryce has never needed a baby to be born. One answer is because we're talking about sister versus a wife. Second answer, the Bryce says, Ratzon versus Onus. Third answer, the Bryce, Iba Yaseima Hava Hava Onus. Both the Mishnah and the Bryce is talking about against her will. Velo kasha, Kan Be'eshis Kohen. One is the wife of a Kohen, where we don't care if it's against the will. Kan Be'esh Yisrael versus the wife of Yisrael, where it doesn't make a difference if it's against her will. It's not going to asa her, and that's going to be the difference. So therefore, since the Brice is talking about Eishes Yisrael, Mishnah, it needed to have the baby there as well. So three different answers as to why our Mishnah needed a baby. The Brice did not need a baby. Okay, so liotze labo ein shalom. The pasuk says, "The one who goes or comes, there's no peace." Right, talking about a talmid chacham who goes off the derech. Zechariah says, but pashup shot of this pasuk in Zechariah is the pasuk's talking about the terrible status of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael before the building of the second base of Migdash. So the Gemara then takes pasuk as Amarav Kevin sheyotze adam midvar halach l'mikva. Since a person leaves the Mishnah to study psukim, shuv ein lo shalom. He's not going to have any peace whatsoever. He's not going to have success in reaching halachic conclusions, because that needs you to know halacha. You can't just learn it from the Chumash. Shmuel says no. It's talking about a poresh mitalmud lamishnah. That's so even if you go and goes from study of Gemara to that of Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said once you go back to Mishnah, also it's too short. The language is too short to derive from it. Rabbi Yochanan says afilu mishas lashas. Even if you go from one part of the Gemara to another part of the Gemara, you abandon the Yerushalmi and you jump to the Bavli. That's what it's talking about. Or, you know, because the Bavli, for example, is called the Machshakim Hoshivani. I've been placed in darkness. There's a certain, unclarity when it comes to the Bavli. I don't know, the Yerushalmi seems more unclear because we have so many Girsos issues. So many issues with the Girsa nowadays. But that seems to be the Pashup shot over here. The Tosus Rid understands, talking about the opposite, that the Gemara is talking about one who leaves the Talmud Bavli for the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is more extensive explanations. The Yerushalmi is lacking as a weaker Girsa. So you have Machlokas how to understand these lines. Let's review. Again, the Gemaras today also follow an easy flow. For example, our Mishnah said you have to have a baby who's created in order to be a mamzer. That's Mu'uvas Lo'ichol Litkan. The Braises seem to say you don't need the baby there. What? How do you solve the problem? Three answers to solve the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Mishnah is talking about a sister, and therefore she's not going to be usher to anybody. Therefore, you need a baby to be there. Braisa is talking about an Eishas Ish. Another answer, Onus versus Ratzon, willingly or against their will. Third answer is talking about Eishas Kohen versus Eishas Yisrael. Eishas Kohen, whether against her will or not, she's going to be Aser. So that's talking about in the Braisa. Our Mishnah is an Eishas Yisrael, and therefore against her will, she's not going to be Aser, so you need a baby to be there. Then the Gemara talks about Darshan's Liotze Lebo Ein Shalom. Rav says, since a person leaves Dvar Halacha, Lemikra, no Shalom. Shmuel says, Parash Tama LeMishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Mishas Tashas. Let's now do the next Mishnah. Set us up for the Gemara. Again, you got to do the Mishnah clearly, and the Gemara flows like butter. So only a piece of the Torah that was revealed to Moshe at Har Sinai was actually written down, the Torah Shebichtav. The rest was taught as Torah Shebalpeh, as oral teaching. For example, some mitzvahs are very clearly spelled out in the Torah, while the details are left to Torah Shebalpeh. We don't know how to do it. For example, Shabbos. We don't know all the details of Shabbos without Torah Shebalpeh. You wouldn't know what to do. Other things in the Torah, like the obligation to bring the Chagiga, we only know through a Torah Shebal Peh, an oral tradition. So let's see. Heter Nadarim Porchim Be'aver. The idea of releasing someone from a vow, that hovers in the air. Ve'ein lehem al ma yish mismachu. And they don't have any real support in the Torah itself. Hilcha Shabbos, Chagigas, and Me'ila. The notion of Me'ila, misusing consecrated property. Harehem Kaharim Atluyim Sir. They're like mountains suspended by a hair. There at least is a little bit. Shehem Mikramut. There are a few psukim, but there's so many halachas from those few psukim. Dinim, which are monetary law, and avodas, and the laws regarding the korbanos, and taras and tumas, arayas, yesh lahem amashi yismachu. They have plenty in the Torah. Vehein hein gufei haTorah. And these are the fundamental laws of the Torah. The Gemara is going to ask, these are the fundamental laws of the Torah? What about Shabbos? What about Chagig? Like, why are these at the end the fundamental laws of the Torah? So let's do that Mishnah again. Let's get it down pat. Heter nadarim ar porachim ba'avir. Undoing vows, they float in the air. Ve'ein lehem amashi yismachu. They don't have many psukim to rely on. Harin, Hilcha Shabbos, Chagigas, and Me'ilas. They're like mountains which are on a hair, which have very few psukim, but a lot of halachas. Din and monetary law, avodas, stuff about korbanas, taharas, tmeas, arayas. They have what to rely on, and they are the gufei haTorah. They are the bulk, they make the bulk of the Torah. Now, the Gemara is going to start with this premise of the Mishnah, which is it just said that hataras nadarim, it's very apropos, we're up to this now, undoing vows, hataras nadarim, where the Chachamim say Chacham can matter the neder, it has very little scriptural support. The Gemara is going to question whether or not that's true. Does that really have very little scriptural support? Let's stop there for today.